Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Local legislator votes against $160 million funding for Campbell County High School, citing policy concerns. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County High School's need for construction funds is under scrutiny as state legislators discuss its inclusion in a draft bill. According to the Gillette News Record, local lawmakers and school board officials stress the importance of following state procedures. Senator Troy McEwen of Gillette voted against a draft bill to allocate over $160 million for Campbell County High School construction, citing concerns over violating state statutes by approving funds before the completion of the most cost-effective remedy study. Campbell County High School has already undergone two MCER studies prior to the current study. A Legislative Service Office representative said state law says funding should be doled out after the state has identified the most cost-effective solution for repairing a school's facilities, but acknowledged that the committee has funded budget requests for other schools before the MCER study was completed, such as school districts in Laramie and Sweetwater County. The bill still passed in a 6-3 vote. It now moves on to the Joint Appropriations Committee. Campbell County school district leaders emphasized the need for local legislative support, noting that much of their maintenance funds are already used for the high school's repairs. Montana camper's death now investigated as homicide, not bear attack. Authorities in Montana now believe that the death of 35-year-old Dustin K. Jersom at a remote campsite near Big Sky was due to homicide, not a bear attack, as initially reported. According to Cowboy State Daily, K. Jersom was found dead in his tent on October 14th by a friend. Investigators found no signs of bear activity, and an autopsy revealed K. Jersom suffered multiple chop wounds. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Authorities are seeking information regarding his black 2013 Ford F-150. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.